Hi, I'm Niamh Cassidy, ex-social care worker turned parent educator and IBCLC. When I started out, I struggled to get clients and to gain visibility. I knew I was good at my work and that I could truly help people, but I didn't know how to get that message out or to get clients in. Marketing and selling felt icky and not what I was about, and what I did try rarely worked anyway. I bought trainings, joined memberships, worked with mentors, but it often felt like they didn't really understand what it is that we do and the importance of being ethical and authentic. So I set out on a mission to learn, experiment, and develop ways I could share my message, support my clients, make a consistent income, and feel good about it. Today, I run a successful private practice and I want to help you to do the same. Welcome to the Pregnancy and Postnatal Entrepreneurs Collective podcast. I am your host, Niamh Cassidy, antenatal educator and lactation consultant. And today we're going to talk about the power of storytelling. Storytelling is an incredibly powerful tool for connecting with potential clients, building trust and authority in your business. Today we're going to dive into how to use storytelling in your social media and your website content, and I'll give some examples of how other people have used storytelling effectively in their businesses as well. So first of all, let's start with why storytelling is so powerful in business. As humans, we're hardwired to respond to stories. Stories have the power to transport us, to make us feel, to inspire us, and to connect us with others. When we hear a story that resonates with us, we are more likely to remember it, to engage with it, and to take action. This is why storytelling is such a valuable tool in marketing and in business. So, how can we use storytelling in our social media and our website content to help us with our businesses? One of the most effective ways to use storytelling is to share your own personal story. By sharing your own experiences, struggles, and triumphs, you can connect with your audience on a deeper level and build trust and credibility. So for example, if you're a postnatal fitness coach, you could share your own postpartum journey and how exercise helped you to regain your strength and confidence. This will help potential clients relate to you and to see that you understand their struggles. One of my core offerings is VBAC preparation workshops. The reason why it's one of my core offerings is because I became interested in VBACs when my first baby was born by cesarean section, and I wanted to have a VBAC for any future births that I had. So I had done a lot of research into looking around the safety of VBACs, how to best facilitate to have a VBAC, and what was going to work really well to support me to be able to have that vaginal birth after a cesarean section. So when I then trained as an antenatal educator, it was really obvious to me that I wanted to support other families who wanted to have VBACs and to help them maximize their chances of the vaginal birth that they wanted. That story brought me into the work that I do, and it also helps clients resonate with me because they know that I've been through what they've been through and that I am able to see their perspective. And while I don't talk about my own VBAC when I'm doing my training, so when I'm working directly with clients, I don't talk about the fact that I had a vaginal birth at home after having a cesarean section. But I do talk about it in my social media, and I do talk about it on my website, in my blogs, where people can read about my experiences, where they can read about my births. And that can help a lot of people resonate with me and come into my world because they know that I have been through a similar situation as they have. Another way to use storytelling, because we don't all have personal situations that will be relevant to our clients, is to share stories about your clients that you've already worked with. This is a great way to showcase the results that your services can achieve and to inspire potential clients to take action and to book with you. For example, if you're a birth doula, you could share a story about a client who had a positive birth experience with your support, the benefits of that support and what they felt was valuable for them. This will help potential clients to see the value of your services and to envision themselves having a similar experience. Another way that I've seen birth doulas use client storytelling really well is to use the story of the dad, because sometimes dads are reluctant to allow doulas into that relationship. They feel that maybe they're going to be replaced. So doulas can use the stories of dads who found the doula experience really positive to help allay the fears of other dads who might be have the same worries going in into the birth. So when that dad client can give their experience, their positive experience of having a doula at the birth of their baby, that allows other dads to understand what it might be like for them and how a doula actually works. When we're using storytelling, it's really important that it's authentic, that we are speaking in our own voices, if it's our own story that we're telling, that we're not trying to clean it up or alter the story in a way that we feel might be presented better. We want to be authentic in sharing our stories and to use the bits that will be beneficial for people as well, so that we feel that people will resonate with and that will help them be able to make decisions around deciding to work with us for their care. So we want clients to be able to resonate with the real us, because if we tell our stories in an unauthentic way and then the client meets the real us, there might be a bit of dissonance around that. That might be like, oh, well, I thought you were kind of like this, but actually you're kind of like this, and now I'm not sure we vibe. So we want to make sure that we're really authentic in our storytelling and that we tell it in a way that's true to ourselves and that is truly supportive of clients who may be looking to book our services. And the same if we're telling stories of our clients as well. We want to make sure that we use the words that they used, that we truly reflect the experience that they have told us that they've had. A brilliant way to do this is to have the client record their experience themselves if they're willing to do that. So if they're willing to either record an audio review or a video review where they're telling the story in their own words, in their own voice, with their own image, that can be a really great way to have clients come into our world as well, because they can really resonate with other parents or other expecting parents. And when they can see someone actually telling their story and the experience that they've had, that can be really beneficial. So you might be wondering who's doing this well. So one of the people who is an absolutely wonderful storyteller is Marie Forleo. So Marie is a business coach and an author, and she's known for sharing her own personal story of how she went from being a bartender in New York City to building a successful online business. So Marie has a book called Everything is Figureoutable, and it's written in her voice exactly. She also has a podcast or a website called Marie TV. So if you go on and watch Marie TV, you will see the way she speaks. She speaks with her New York accent. She's very authentic. And as you're reading the words in her book, the exact same voice comes out. So her book hasn't been sanitized. It hasn't been edited to take away her voice. It's exactly in Marie's voice. So Marie shares a story in the book about how her mom had this old radio that she always listened to. And Marie would always know where her mom was in the house because she would carry this radio around. And Marie came home from school one day and she couldn't hear the radio. And she's like, where's my mom? So she went looking for her mom and she found her mom trying to fit with this radio taken apart into pieces and trying to fix the radio. And she's like, mom, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm fixing my radio. And she's like, do you know how to fix it? And her mom's like, no, but everything is figureoutable. And Marie took that as her affirmation, as her guiding light to show her way in everything that she does in her work, that everything is figureoutable. So Marie tells this story really, really wonderfully. And she uses it to resonate with her audience, because so many people are stuck and they don't know how they're going to get from A to B. So by Marie talking about this idea that everything is figureoutable and sharing her own struggles and triumphs, she's been able to connect with her audience on a really deep level and to build a really loyal following of fans and clients. If you haven't checked out Marie before, I highly recommend her book and Marie TV. She is great fun as well. And she'll give you a wonderful example of storytelling in action. Another person I really admire for their storytelling is Rachel Rogers. Rachel Rogers is the founder of Hello 7. She's a business coach and mentor who helps women entrepreneurs to build and scale their businesses. So she has been very successful in using storytelling to connect with her audience and to inspire action. Rachel is a Black woman and she is a champion of everyone who is undervalued in society. So she would speak a lot to Black women, to people with disabilities, to people with neurodivergencies, to anyone who feels that they're on the fringes of society, Rachel talks to. So a lot of her stories are aimed at people who feel on the margins or who are underprivileged in some way. And she uses the storytelling of her life and overcoming many challenges to resonate with her audience. She talks a lot about growing up and her parents were out of work and the impact that had on her mentally and on the family's financial situation. She talks about how she started as a lawyer, she built her own business, and how she has brought that business by using her strengths and skills to becoming a multimillionaire, and that her belief that everyone can be a millionaire and how if she can do it, anybody can. So Rachel uses storytelling to really inspire others to take action, and that has all, she has a really big following as well. The storytelling really well in her social media content. And she uses it also not just to talk about herself, but also to showcase the successes of her clients. She shares stories of women who've used her coaching and mentoring services to build successful businesses and achieve financial freedom. And by sharing these stories, she's able to show the value of the services she has and to inspire potential clients to take action. Overall, her storytelling is a great example of how you can use personal stories and client success stories to build a strong emotional connection with your audience and to build trust and authority in your business. It's when we connect with the emotions of other people that storytelling is really effective. So we're not using stories in a manipulative way. We're using stories authentically to connect with others, to say, this is me, this is my journey. Does this resonate with you? And maybe I can help you too because I've been there before. Or you're using client stories to say, this is my client. This is where they were. This is how I supported them. And this is how they now feel. Maybe I can help you feel that way too. Storytelling is an incredibly powerful tool for connecting with potential clients and building that trust and authority in your business. Sharing those stories, your own, of your clients, you can really create that emotional connection with your audience and inspire them to book with you because you're the person they want to hear from. They're resonating with you. So if you're not already using storytelling in your social media and your website content, I really encourage you to give it a go. You might be surprised at the impact it can have in your business and how it will bring more of your ideal clients to you. That's it for today's episode of the Pregnancy and Postnatal Entrepreneurs Collective podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I would be really, really thrilled if you enjoyed today's episode, if you left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and pop over into Instagram and send me a DM and let me know what you thought of the episode and how you might be using storytelling in your business, because I'd love to hear all about it. Chat to you soon.